Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris, at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, MusicMiracles.com, at TitansMCM. Today is Thursday, November 17th. The Titans take on the Packers tonight on Thursday Night Football at Lambeau. It's going to be a cold night. Should be a fun one to watch. We got injury updates yesterday. So here's who's out. Imani Hooker, Ben Jones, Bud Dupree, Randy Bullock, Lonnie Johnson. Obviously, big names there. Imani Hooker talked a little bit yesterday about how he might be trending towards playing, and the Titans would have their secondary together for the first time all year. That didn't come together. Look, it turns out that they were just kind of playing games with the injury report. Perfectly fine. Those first couple of days were a simulated walkthrough. We talked about that. They didn't have any contact. And obviously, when you have a guy who has a shoulder injury, as Imani Hooker does, then you don't really know how those things are going to respond until you have to get to the point where you're going to have contact, and Imani Hooker is still not ready. No big surprise there. I think that he is trending in the right direction with that shoulder injury. Should be good for next week against the Bengals. Ben Jones, like we talked about, just with the concussion, the amount of time he had to clear the protocol for a Thursday night game, it just wasn't going to happen. So Corey Levin, it looks like, will play center for the Titans. He's a guy that's been here, is a serviceable player. It will be a downgrade from Ben Jones, who has been the most consistent offensive lineman the Titans have had for years, really. But this year especially, just with the his veteran presence and the fact that he's been healthy, even though he has he's suffered through some injuries. He's played through them. I wish people would stop making big deals about these different things. Like when Ryan Tannehill had the franchise record for most consecutive starts for a quarterback, it just feels like whenever you see stories like that, that it's going to, something's going to happen. It just kind of curses it. And we saw that with Tannehill after he had to miss a couple of games. Ben Jones, he'd only missed two games in his life or something like that. After the game, I guess it was that same game against the Colts where he was really banged up that Tannehill got hurt in, but Ben Jones played through things, came back and played. And I'll just say this about Ben Jones. The dude is, the ultimate competitor. The only reason that he's not in this game is because he has a concussion, and there are certain steps they have to get through in order to play, which is a good thing. The NFL has done, a better job of that kind of stuff. And so if it were some kind of muscle injury or something that he could tough through, he would do that, but just not able to clear protocol. Bud Dupree, it's that same hip that has been bothering him for the majority of the year. Hopefully this long layoff, he didn't play last week. Now you get, the kind of the mini bye here. So hopefully by, the Bengals game, he'll be ready to go. Randy Bullock got hurt in warmups last week. They signed Josh Lambeau. Josh Lambeau in his career, before he suffered the injury last year, has actually been a more accurate and consistent kicker than Randy Bullock. So we'll see how he does. Lambeau and Lambeau, can't write a better script, right? But, we'll see what he does. But I would say we might be in for a little bit of a kicking battle here. So we'll see how that plays out tonight and see how Bullock heals up and all that kind of stuff. We'll just kind of watch how that goes. Jeffrey Simmons and Elijah Molden are both questionable. Good that they weren't ruled out yesterday. Simmons carried the questionable tag going into the Chiefs game and played. I think he's going to play. We'll have to wait and see, but it feels like he's in a good spot. And the same thing with Elijah Molden. He talked about the injury. We talked a little bit about it yesterday and the scar tissue and that kind of stuff. So hopefully with his deal, he's going to be ready to go as well. And, they'll have the majority of their secondary out there. And then as long as everybody can get through the game tonight, then they can all be there for the Bengals again when they come here, next Sunday. Listen, this is an important game for the Titans. The Packers have struggled. They did, you know, have a good game, ended well on Sunday against the Cowboys. It's always tough to go to Lambeau and play. Like I said, it's going to be cold. It's going to be a challenging environment from that aspect, right? I mean, it's a good crowd up there that you're always going to see for the Packers. You know, the offense is going to have to be ready. The thing to watch here is going to be the run on both sides. The Titans defense has been incredibly good at stopping the run, the best team in the league against the run. You know, especially, I mean, I haven't gone back and like run these numbers, but if you were to take out that week one performance where Saquon ran all over the Titans, I would say that this run defense is probably historically good from that point on. The Packers this year, with what they have done so far, have really been run-centric, and that's what LaFleur is anyway. I mean, we saw that when he was here. We know from his days with Shanahan. I mean, all those things, everything's based for him around the run. They run for 129-ish yards a game. The Titans are only allowing 85 rushing yards per game, so big thing to watch there. Can they contain Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon? That'll be the thing for the defense to watch, because the passing game for the Packers did seem to find its footing a little bit last week. Christian Watson seems to have come on. I know he struggled with some injuries and that stuff early on. You know, Aaron Rodgers has been looking for his guy with Devontae Adams gone, so it'll be interesting to see how that chemistry is going and if they, you know, have found something there. The Titans hopefully will have Fulton in this game. No, they will have Fulton in this game. Sorry, it's molding this question, but Fulton's good to go off the injury report. No designation for him, so he'll be there. So that'll be good. Hopefully they can contain that. And then the Titans running, right? That's always the key for the Titans. But the Packers are giving up 140 yards, almost 141 yards per game on the ground. So there's no secret with this, with the Titans team, right? They're gonna go in, they're gonna try to pound the run. That's what they do. Give the ball to Derrick Henry 30 times a game. Hopefully, that's gonna be the thing here. Can they control the line of scrimmage? How much does Ben Jones not being out there affect things? Because, you know, he's the one that calls things for the offensive line. But it's good that you have Tannehill back. So, you know, if you had an inexperienced center and a rookie quarterback in Malik Willis, that would be quite concerning. But with Tannehill being out there, he's a veteran. He can help with that kind of stuff. So that's the key, right? Can they get Derrick Henry going? We know how good Derrick Henry is in his career in December. It's not quite December yet, but it's going to feel like December at Lambeau. So, you know, can he break off those punishing runs where guys at the end of the game just don't have much interest in tackling him? And, you know, Derrick Henry hasn't busted that long touchdown yet, right? A couple times he's gotten caught when he's gotten into the secondary. So is tonight the night where he breaks off that big run that, you know, that breaks the other team's back? That's what I'm looking for here. I mean, that's to me what it's all going to come down to. Aaron Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, he has not played well this year. Like I said, their offense is just kind of been out of sync with everything that's been going on. So that's always a concern that you have. But, you know, really, as of late, I mean, Mahomes put up all kinds of yards against the Titans defense, but the Titans defense did their bend but don't break thing against him, and had it not been for Mahomes' ability to scramble, the Titans would have won that game. Aaron Rodgers, in his career, has been a good scrambler, has been a pretty good runner. He is not as much anymore. I mean, he's been around for a long time at this point, and that stuff kind of goes away as you get older. You know, we've kind of seen the same thing with Ryan Tannehill this year. He hasn't broken off any of those runs. And not that he was ever, like, a huge game breaker as far as a runner, but can make things happen with his legs. Same thing about Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, can they contain him in that way? The defense is going to be healthier than it was last week. They're going to have more guys out there than they did last week. Again, assuming Simmons is back. You know, there was some concern about David Long early in the week, but he's good to go. No injury designation for him. We know how much of an impact he makes on this defense. So, you know, I think they're in good shape as far as all that's concerned. You've had the guys, DeMarcus Walker, Mario Edwards Jr., that have stepped up, can play a role. So even if Simmons is not, you know, at 100%, those guys, Tier Tart is a guy that's been stepping up all year, but those guys rotationally can step in, and they're in a better spot than they were at this time last year when Dupree was hurt. And even with Harold Landry, I think Rashad Weaver coming on, like that front seven as a whole is in a really good spot, even if Simmons is not 100%. So I feel good about that. Like I said, I think it's really going to come down to, can the Titans stop the Packers' run? Can the Titans get Derrick Henry going? If they can do that, I think we're going to see one of these. I mean, it's not going to be a shootout, right? I mean, I don't know how many games this Titans offense is going to get involved in shootouts just with the limitations they have. Although they're better with Treylon Burks back, but Dennis Daly is still the left tackle, so you have those concerns. So can they get the run game going? Can Derrick Henry bust off some stuff? Let's get Chig involved early. Dude, I mean, when he gets the ball in his hands, good things happen. Let's manufacture some stuff to him and not Jeff Swaim. Early in the game, when we have a tight end screen or a throwback to the tight end or, you know, whatever it is, let's do that to Chick instead of Jeff Swaim. How about it? Hopefully, there's been so much talk about that. Hopefully, that's what we see. And then you've got a couple of playmakers on the outside. I think Treylon Burks can be that. Chig has shown that he can, just needs the opportunities. So if they can hit a couple of big plays, get the run going, I think they can win this game. I think it's going to be a slog it out type of game, a 24-17, you know, late fourth quarter type of deal. I think that's what we're going to see tonight, and so I'm looking forward to watching. It's always fun when the Titans play in prime time, and then it gives you Sunday to watch other games, which can be good as well. But like I said, I feel good about where they are heading into this game. This would be a big one to go ahead and get to 7-3, to have a little time off before you get the Bengals rematch coming back next week. So we'll keep an eye on how all that goes. All right, so we'll have stuff, news, and all that stuff leading up to the game today. MusicCityMiracles.com. Check that out. Again, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at JMorrisMCM, at TitansMCM. We'll have all the stuff during the game for you. So be sure and give us a follow there. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Just search out Music City Miracles wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find us. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.